start it?
Huh?
Can't we start it?
Start it?
Yeah, like start the video. I thought that was just for practice.
We're recording.
Oh.
We're live.
Oh.
Okay, focus. Yeah. Are you back in?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, everybody? That's Aaliyah Conley.
And he is Kellen Conley.
And this is Browns in Our Blood. All right, so Aaliyah, we're here because Eric and Anthony could not be with us this week. You know why?
Yeah.
It's a bye week. But you know what? The Cleveland Browns have a big game this weekend. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Did you?
Of course I did.
Okay, do you know who the Browns are playing?
Who?
Well, let's take a look. Because last time on Browns in Our Blood, Eric, Uncle E, made a bold prediction. So they're playing the New England Patriots at 4:25 this Sunday in New England.
In New England.
What do you think about that?
I think that it's great.
You think it's great?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's great?
Because they're against each other.
Okay. So, the Browns are 2-4, okay? This will be their seventh game of the season.
Okay.
The Patriots haven't lost a game all season long.
What?
All season long, that's right.
What, guys?
That's correct. They have not lost one game. So now, just from that information, Aaliyah, who do you think is going to win? Do you think the Patriots are going to win, who's never lost? Or do you think the Browns, who this show is about, is going to win?
Browns.
The Browns.
Blood.
The Cleveland Browns. Say, go Browns.
Go Browns.
Say, here we go, Brownies.
Here we go, Brownies.
There you go. Okay, so you're on the Browns. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about the Browns, all right?
All right.
So what do you think of the Browns head coaching this week so far? I mean, their season. Because they have a new coach. His name's Freddie Kitchens.
It's pretty good.
You think it's pretty good?
Yeah.
But they've lost four games.
Well, that, beside that, they've been pretty good with a new coach.
They've been pretty good, but last year when they had Greg Williams, I think the Browns were way better with Greg Williams as a coach.
Yeah, I think this year the coach is just a little blah.
A little blah?
Yeah.
So you don't like Freddie Kitchens or you do like Freddie Kitchens?
I do like Freddie
Kitchens. You do like Freddie Kitchens. Okay. So you believe in Freddie?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Bill Belichick, he's the Patriots coach, right? You know that, right? He's won 6 Super Bowls, which is 6 championships. He won it in 2001, 2003, 2004, 2015, 2017, and last year. That's
what?
That's a lot of Super Bowls. And guess who Bill Belichick used to coach?
What?
The Cleveland Browns. So he's playing his former team this Sunday. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's just so gross.
You think it's gross?
He quits on his Browns and his blood. So I just want him to know that he quit on his best job that he could get.
Well, he's won 6 Super Bowls, though, now.
I know, but...
You think the Browns' job is better?
I think if he just helped them a little and just... made the Patriots and got a different coach and switched, I think that would be way better than the coach we have right now.
Okay, so you don't want Freddie Kitchens to be your coach?
No.
You want the Patriots coach?
Yeah.
Well, the Patriots coach isn't going anywhere. He's staying with the Patriots.
Well, if he goes with the Browns in Our Blood, if he goes back, that would be his best shot. He had a really good students in that group. Yes, football players.
Okay.
And he quit to be a Patriots team. So I think that's against the rules.
Well, and when you're a football coach, you can choose whether you stay or whether you go. So sometimes you lose your job. But other times you can choose to leave and go to a different job because that's what he did. So do you think that Bill Belichick is going to try to make the Browns look bad this Sunday?
Yes.
Why is he going to do that?
Well... he's going to make the Browns look bad because, like, if he's all dressed in this thing, also, he might go like this. like all crazy. So, yeah.
So when you say go crazy, what do you mean by that?
Like, I mean he would just blow their faces up and to win that other game. And if they lose by 1 point, that means both of them have a tie.
Well,
if they lose by 1 point,
the Browns or the Patriots?
I think the Browns.
Okay.
And if the Browns lose by 1 point, that means it's a tie, like a twist. But because they lose by 1 point and they lose by 2 points, all they needed was one more and they got one more. I think that's unfair because I think they always call the Patriots win, and then I think they should be all twisted together like a tie, and then they should both win. Right, guys?
So you think everybody should win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's fair and square.
No, that's true. That's a very good point, Aaliyah. So let me ask you about Odell Beckham Jr. You know who that is, right?
No.
He is. Okay, you know who Odell Beckham Jr. is. He's the best wide receiver on the Browns.
Yeah.
He's had a pretty quiet season so far, Aaliyah. Do you think he's going to get back on track?
Yes.
You think this will be the game where he breaks out?
Yes, like he is so good at playing games. Like he is just quiet. He will not even talk to any of the players at the game. He's like, we've got to do this game or we won't win the game, guys.
So that's what Odell
does? And they huddle up.
Okay, that's what Odell Beckham Jr. does?
Yes.
So what do you think about some of the calls that have been going against the Browns lately? Like the refs apparently been making bad calls. You know Baker Mayfield, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield. Big time, right? Baker Mayfield. He got fined a whole bunch of money. So he had to pay money to the NFL because he was complaining about the referees. What do you think about that whole situation?
I think that's just gross. I think that's just mean.
You think, okay, who is Baker being mean or is the NFL being mean?
I think Baker's being mean.
Oh, you think Baker's being mean? Okay, why do you think Baker's being mean?
Because, like, if he's messing around with the scores and he's like, don't do, like, he doesn't like it, I think that's just unfair.
Okay, well, the thing is, Baker thinks that some of the calls that are being made against the Browns are unfair.
Well, I think that's kind of fair. That's how you play the game.
So you think that Baker just needs to play football?
Yeah, I think he just needs to,
Take a deep breath and calm down? You covered a lot so far. So you think the Browns are going to beat the Patriots?
Yeah.
The Patriots haven't lost all season. And you think the Browns are going to beat the Patriots? Okay, and then you also think that even though they're playing in New England, where the Patriots are from, instead of Cleveland, you think the Browns are going to beat the Patriots. Okay, so give me a score. How many points do you think the Browns are going to score? A number between 1 and 30.
30.
They're going to score 30? Okay, now give me
And the Patriots will only get 1 point.
Okay, that's not possible in football. So let's start with 3. The Patriots can score up to 2 or 3 points. So any number between 2 and 3 from between 2 and 30 for the Patriots.
30.
Okay. The Browns are going to score 30.
Yeah. So 2.
You think you're going to score 2? Your prediction for the score is going to be Browns 30, Patriots 2.
Yeah.
And the Browns are going to give the Patriots the first loss.
So can we watch the video now?
We can watch the video just in a few minutes. We're almost done. Okay.
Okay, Dad.
Okay. So. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. So you predict the Browns are going to win. I'm not predicting anything anymore. I feel like I jinxed the Browns because I said the Browns would only lose 3 games, and they've already lost 4 games. So I'm not going to predict any more games for them, okay? You think that's fair?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple more things. We'll get out of here. There's a FanDuel League. It's fantasy football, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the league, and Anthony's in the league, and
yeah.
Uncle Gary's in the league, and Uncle E's in the league, and Johnny's in the league.
Wait, can I say something?
Go ahead.
So if you don't know any of these guys that he's talking about, just look at one of his different vlogs, because they're probably in them if you don't know any of these guys are.
Okay, thank you.
So if you're new to our
show,
just hit something hit a different video than this and find all those characters that he just said.
Okay, awesome. So, guess who's winning the FanDuel League?
What?
Take a guess. Pick someone.
Anthony!
Anthony is winning! That's right. Very good. And guess who's going to lose their championship belt if they don't win the league this year?
Daddy.
Uncle E.
What?
Uncle E.
What?
He's going to lose the Browns on Our Blood Intercontinental Championship. Oh, that's a little mean. Anyway, you can play FanDuel with us in the link right below, right here. It's in the description, and it's only $2 to play, and we play every Sunday, all the 1 o'clock games and 4 o'clock games we're playing. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, at the 4 o'clock games, whenever he plays,
who plays? Okay, whenever I play. Yeah.
I don't know how to describe what I'm trying to say.
That I'm awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not awesome because I lost to Uncle Gary last week.
Awesome.
Oh, you're biased. Okay, so we told them about FanDuel, how they can play that. And guess what channel this is on? This is on Monster Lung Sound Vision's YouTube channel.
Yep.
So what do you tell people when you want them to keep watching your videos on YouTube?
Come see YouTube.
You like, share.
Wait, can I say? You like, share, and subscribe.
That's right.
Make sure to hit that subscribe button and subscribe to our channel.
That's right.
Woo, woo, woo.
And if you hit the bell, you'll never miss a notification.
Yeah, if you hit the bell, you'll never miss a notification.
Right.
But if you join our channel, you'll become the
The what?
The...
A subscriber?
A subscriber. And if we call your name out at this end of the video... We will be subscribed.
We're already subscribed. Yes, people subscribe.
Who?
A lot of people. I don't know everybody.
Do you know anybody's name?
Johnny.
Well, Johnny subscribed.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. All right, so if you hit the bell, you never miss a notification, so you don't miss any videos and you won't miss any episodes of... Browns
and Our Blood!
Exactly, so... also, this can be found in podcast format on hyphenpodcastgroup.com, a Morgantown, West Virginia-based podcast collective, bringing great podcasts to the people. Go ahead and say something.
Well, the podcast is a great system, but since the other people aren't here today, it's going to be me, and any episode that aren't here, he's going to ask me to do it with him.
You're already inviting yourself back, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that. All right, so look. We covered everything. We covered. So you got Patriots losing.
Yeah.
You said Baker needs to calm down.
Yeah.
You're with Freddie Kitchens or you're against Freddie Kitchens?
Against.
So you want a new coach? Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Make sure you comment because we love hearing the comments. We love reading them.
Yeah, we love seeing your hearts.
We like seeing hearts on Facebook too, and your comments. So we love having football chat in there.
We love having new people.
Love having new people. Tell a friend to tell a friend to watch Browns in Our Blood.
Tell a friend to subscribe and hit that notification button.
Exactly. And Aaliyah, just real quick, do you think the Raiders are going to win this weekend?
Yes.
You think the Raiders are going to win?
Yeah.
Let's see who the Raiders are playing. The Raiders are playing, they're playing at the same time as the Browns and the Patriots. They're playing the Texans. So is that boo the Raiders or boo the Texans?
Boo the Texans!
And go Raiders?
Go Raiders!
Can we get a here we go Brownies?
Here we go, Brownies.
Here we go.
Here we go.
There we go. So, look at the camera. That's Aaliyah Conley. And I'm...
Kellen Conley.
Well, this has been Browns in Our Blood. All right, Browns.
We're wrapping up the video.
That's right. Go beat the Patriots. Aaliyah, anything else you want to say?
Go, 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 go.
That was awesome.
Hiya, puddins. It's your girl, Holly Quinn, a.k.a. Dr. Harlene Quinzel, here to tell y'all about It's Like a Podcast or whatever. We talk about nerd stuff and life stuff, and if you want to know what we're about, check out the Powie Awards, our 100th episode Q and Slay, or Theater from Our Butts. Have a good day, puddins, and love, trust, and belief.
My daddy's podcast is called Hyphenation. It's the world's greatest podcast. Barack Obama approved. On Hyphenation, my daddy talks about all kinds of cool things. And sometimes I'm on the podcast too. Sometimes he has his friend Marcus on. Sometimes he stays up really late and he's tired the next day. But it's worth it. But he loves his podcast. podcast. And I love his podcast. So I really want you to listen to Hyphenation. So Daddy doesn't get sad. He really doesn't get sad, though, because he has me. All right, please listen to Hyphenation. Thanks, y'all. I love the podcast. So please, please, please try to join. But if you know him.
Thank you.
Can we hear it now?
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.